Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
That's the late singer Jeff Buckley, whose career was on a steep upward trajectory when he drowned in 1997 at the age of 30. Buckley had an amazing voice. He also had musical genes because he was the son of Tim Buckley, a cult singer-songwriter of the early 70s who overdosed at the age of 28. They are the subject of the new movie Greetings from Tim Buckley. It stars Penn Badgley, who you may know from his role in Gossip Girl, here playing Jeff Buckley. The movie opens on Friday. Penn Badgley, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you for having me.
So, big shoes for you to step into, the singer Jeff Buckley. Even though you're sort of portraying him at a point when he's a relative unknown.
Yeah.
How were you a fan?
Yeah, I was. I mean, I think anybody who's musical and even far beyond that category of people, I mean, he's somebody who I don't run into people often who don't have a special place on the shelf for him, you know what I mean? It's very easy to respect him and admire him and kind of mythologize him in a way. I was a huge fan for a period when I was a teenager. I loved his Live at Chennai albums.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those blew me away. I mean, just him in a Telecaster with, like, you know, clean tone, a little bit of reverb, playing. In fact, the first track where it really blew me away, and I started to think, who the hell is this kid? Was Strange Fruit, his cover of Strange Fruit, you know? So, like, you have this young white guy in the 90s singing Strange Fruit.
Yeah.
And it felt more relevant and soulful than ever. It was just so achingly beautiful and also ballsy. I mean, you know, he's taken on Nina Simone and Billie Holiday and Dylan and Van Morrison, and I mean, he just slayed for a couple of years, you know? And that Chennai album is like, he's like an athlete, you know?
Yeah.
At the top of his game.
For folks who weren't around in New York at the time, Chennai was this tiny little club.
Yeah.
In Lower Manhattan.
Yeah.
Where he would go.
It was like a coffee shop.
And it's kind of like where he got some of his first renown. Let's hear this recording that Penn's talking about. Jeff Buckley singing Strange Fruit live at Chennai.
Southern tree, bear strange fruit, blood on the leaf, and blood at the root. A black body swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar tree. Pastoral singing of the gallant sound of the bulging eyes and the twisted mouth.
That is the late Jeff Buckley singing Strange Fruit from the album Live at Chennai. We're talking with Penn Badgley, who plays Jeff Buckley in the new film Greetings from Tim Buckley. Although Penn is best known for playing the role of Dan Humphrey on the CW television series Gossip Girl, which ended past December, this new film comes out on Friday, May 3rd, is currently available on video on demand. Jeff Buckley, the son of Tim Buckley. Mm-hmm. We can talk in a moment about the kind of fraught relationship they had. But all right, we get to hear Jeff's singing voice there. Was it daunting for you as a fan, as an aspiring singer yourself? I mean, had you sung before into this?
You know, I'd grown up singing. I'd grown up loving and playing music in a way that I think is. I mean, as much as I loved it, it's sort of strange I never pursued it, and it's because I started acting at such a young age. So yes, it was very daunting because not only did I have to step into his giant shoes, But I was, you know, there was pressure that I was putting on myself just because I always wanted to explore the musical element. And then, you know, my first time exploring it is like being captured and having to emulate somebody like Jeff. So it was daunting. It was alternately super daunting and then kind of like so incredible that it was inspiring. You know, I wasn't really even thinking about that. I think more than anything, I was aware of the karmic weight of playing somebody who's dead just from one human to another, you know what I mean? Like on a very simple but deep level. I was very aware of that while we were shooting. So, you know, it wasn't just a voice.
Yeah. So it wasn't just, oh, all these Jeff Buckley fans are going to hear me singing this and they're going to think, oh, he doesn't sound like Buckley.
Yeah, right. And I was aware of that. I mean, that's definitely, and I don't, you know, I mean, even the moments where I do him justice, I'm still not even close to what, you know, his quality was, it wasn't just his range. Like, there are a million people with range, you know. I mean, I actually have range, but the quality is just, he had this lightning, this electricity in his voice, you know. And that's for him to, that's for his.
Right.
And I think it's really appropriate that we chose to do what we did, which is me singing it all live. So it just has this kind of raw, you know, as much of that electricity as we can, like, kind of recapture, you know.
Yeah, and there's one scene in the film where Jeff is trying to impress the intern, his love interest, where you have to sing a Led Zeppelin song a cappella. What was that like?
Well, that was actually one of the most fun parts of the film. I remember when I read that scene, it was, you know, I saw this strange moment that Dan, the director and writer, had captured, and he understood Jeff's voice somehow. Like, Jeff, you know, he was this like famous mimic, and you know, he would screech and do all these, I mean, he would, like, his vocal acrobatics were, you know, only the half of it, because he had an encyclopedic memory of music, and there's no way to rehearse that, there's no way to prepare it. I happen to know the songs as well, so we did three takes of the scene and just tried to get it all out, you know?
Right there in the record store.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm telling you now, the greatest thing you ever could do now is share a smile with someone who's blue now. Cause I love you, baby, how I love you, darling. Oh, I love you, girl, my love. A little girl. Since I'm here on you, I can live a whole century.
Penn Badgley displaying some hitherto secret vocal chops in the film called Greetings from Tim Buckley. So, Penn, you're playing Jeff Buckley. Imogen Poots plays Allie, his love interest, and you're kind of cycling through three or four different tracks from the third Led Zeppelin record there.
It's just this mishmash of things. It was like, you know, in any given moment when I would just kind of forget what I was doing, I'd just like go into the Robert Plant, like, yeah, you know, and yeah, in fact, they... I don't know if Dan, the director, would want me to tell you this, but
it's just you and me, a couple of microphones. What could happen?
Yeah. but from the first to the third take, he basically would come back and be like, "That's great. Just sing less of the songs themselves," because, you know, I think initially it was a rights issue.
Right. Well, you know, that sort of explains, I think, why we don't hear actually Jeff Buckley's songs.
Right.
I mean,
yeah,
there's a little hint of grace, but aside from that, you know, there are, I guess, competing biopics about Jeff Buckley in the works, one of which is the family is working
on.
Yeah,
of course. And yeah, we don't have the rights to his voice or his music or anything. But I think what has proven to be really interesting about that for us is that it was a blessing all along. It was a blessing in disguise. You know, when I first read the script, I definitely didn't understand why the Jeff Buckley movie was called Tim Buckley. You know,
like, Greetings from Tim Buckley. Yeah.
Yeah, Greetings from Tim Buckley. But getting to know these men as much as I could, you know, I started to realize how appropriate it was, this telling of their lives together and apart, and the way that we're getting at their art, you know, their sort of strangeness, their ethereal vibe. I mean, not using Jeff's music is in some ways the best way to get at him, because you know, he wasn't really a typical writer. He wasn't a typical artist and musician the way people think of him. You know, they mythologize him as this like sort of ethereally talented Bob Dylan type, but he really was much more in the vein of a Nina Simone or Billie Holiday, where he's interpreting brilliantly, unlike anyone else. You know, I mean, in the end, I think he only wrote a handful of songs.
Right.
Like, and a lot of them are co-written in a way that I think, you know, would surprise some people, because his ability, his talent as a musician was so wide, you know, like gaping wide. It's just this endless hole of talent that he never knew how to shape. You know what I mean?
The film begins, Greetings from Tim Buckley, with the Arts at St. Anne's, the Brooklyn concert organizer, presenter, calling Jeff Buckley to say, we would like you to take part in this tribute to your dad.
Yeah.
And perhaps they're taken aback, although why would they be? You know, if they had done a little homework, they might have realized Jeff Buckley doesn't have any real connection to his dad, Tim Buckley.
What we weren't able to fit in the film, but what is true, is that they were aware, and Jeff had sent them a demo, and Hal Willner, who was organizing the whole thing, the producer, creative musical director of Saturday Night Live and all sorts of things. He was like this figurehead of the counterculture LES scene at that point. He is quoted as saying, like, it was just kind of noisy. You know, it was just this noise. And Jeff was an out-of-work session guitarist in L.A. whom no one knew could sing, you know. And he had this kind of punk rage in him. But he was also very quiet and shy and, like, really, really sensitive and insecure. So he comes to New York, and we pick up basically right there. And it's the strange wonder that was Jeff's meteoric rise, because in some ways he was a little bit of a late bloomer. Like, nobody knew, including Jeff to some degree, like what was inside of him. And this story is like the 4 to 5 days where all of a sudden the world in a small way is starting to recognize, like, who the hell is this guy?
And in recognizing Jeff Buckley, there's the constant, oh, he's Tim Buckley's
son. Right, exactly, which is even more eerie, because Tim was such a, even though a very different kind of musician, he was a similar icon of his respective generation.
Right.
And these two men are like eerily similar in ways that is very rare, you know, with a father and son. But then they are father and son. And then on top of that, they never knew each other.
Right. So Jeff has to work through not only his own coming of age, but coming to terms with all these people suddenly piling the daddy baggage
right.
on top,
and I think in his eyes at this point he's like, well, I don't think about my dad. I'm not worried about him. Like, you know, screw that guy. I'm not.
We're speaking with Penn Badgley. Here he is as Jeff Buckley with Imogen Poots as the love interest, Allie. They're on a train discussing Jeff Buckley's complicated feelings for his father, Tim.
My father was a total phony.
Did you know him?
Yes.
Did you know?
Yes,
him?
I knew him.
No, did you actually like meet him?
I met him twice, actually. Once when I was 1 year old, he dropped on my birthday to give me a rattle. How's that? And then second time I was 8 years old, he invited me to come see him perform at the Troubadour. It was his wife, actually, invited me to come stay at their house for 3 weeks, which I did, and I never saw him. I didn't see him once. Why?
That is the voice of Penn Badgley playing Jeff Buckley, the late singer, in the new film Greetings from Tim Buckley, which opens at the Village East on Friday, May 3rd, currently available on video on demand. And Penn, that fraught relationship that's kind of the main melody, if you will.
It is, yeah. I mean, I think it's going to surprise people because it's not so much a biopic as it is a meditation on this father and son relationship, more than anything else.
But there is the big dramatic moment of this concert, you know, which has been the driving force of the whole story here, where Jeff is going to take part in this tribute concert to his late dad, Tim Buckley. That was actually shot. I mean, you guys actually did a concert?
We did a full concert. I think the concert ended up having a running length of about an hour. And the way we did it is that for all the extras watching, of which I think there were like 300 of them, roughly, we there were no pauses. So like in between setting up shots, the musicians, the incredible band, I mean, they were all like really wonderful. And some of them were actually at the show, the original show, like Gary for one. And then
Gary
also,
Lucas,
Hank Roberts, who was a cellist, a really talented cellist, So they would create these soundscapes while we were setting up different shots, and then we'd go right into songs. So it was a seamless experience for everyone involved, and we just ran through the concert, I think, 2.5 times, from like, you know, 1 in the morning till 4 or 5, and so it's real, and it's all played all live. We captured it live, and it was kind of a mess, like it was.
Original concert.
Yeah.
So you are playing Jeff, who is covering Tim in this song called Once I Was. This, again, is from the film called Greetings from Tim Buckley. My guest Penn Badgley performing as Jeff Buckley, the role of the late singer, in the new film Greetings from Tim Buckley, and that's Jeff singing a song by his dad called Once I Was. I gotta say, Penn, that first note that you hit, that sounds like Jeff.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Jeff Buckley.
That's what we want to hear. That was the first time I'd sung it out loud.
Hmm.
Which is a really weird choice to have made. and here's the crazy, like, you know, I hadn't thought about it. I just kept putting it off in my head. I was like, I'm gonna save it. And somehow, because I was so busy, everyone was trusting, like, yeah, well, he's rehearsing his ass off, you know what I mean? And I was rehearsing in the sense that I was just living in a way that I think was preparing me very much for it, you know. So it's not even mental, but emotional and kind of creative. But yeah, man, I mean, that whole concert and that, yeah, it was like, it was intense. It was super intense. And Gossip Girl just kept me kind of busy.
Yeah.
So I couldn't
overthink it.
Scare myself.
Yeah. More music in your future, do you think?
Certainly. I mean, you know, whether it ever goes public is another thing. But it's always been my first passion. And now there's some space and time to work and write. I mean, the truth is, you know, you look at a musician like Jeff, he was diligent. Like a diligent self-taught, guitar virtuoso. He puts the time in. Anybody who's a real musician puts the time in. I just need to put the time in.
All right. Well, we will get to hear and see Penn Badgley in the role of Jeff Buckley beginning on Friday, May 3rd. The film Greetings from Tim Buckley opens at the Village East. It is currently available on video on demand. Penn Badgley, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
If I played you so if I gave you all we need, would you spin for my heart that lonely day? Would you spin for my love?
Another performance from Penn Badgley is Jeff Buckley with the house band from the new film Greetings from Tim Buckley.